2013 Sunbelt Ag Expo. We're wrapping up here with Michael Chafin, the farm manager. Talked to you yesterday, and you were pretty pleased with what you were seeing out there in the field.
Very pleased, Julie. Very, very pleased. We've had excellent weather. Couldn't ask for better weather for field demonstrations, for cotton picking, for peanut picking, for corn combining, soybean harvesting. It's been great. We had a good crowd yesterday.
And not only you said the same, but spoke to some patrons that said that that was the most they've ever seen out there in the demo area.
Yeah, we on a normal year, we run 10 trams back and forth to the field demo area. We ran 19 yesterday, and we could not keep up with the crowd. Everybody wanted to go out and see what was going on, and that's what we do here.
What have they been able to see? I know that traditionally we always see the cotton and peanuts, but I know that this year we were able to see a few more crops as well.
Well, ordinarily, we do cotton and peanut harvesting, and we do the hay demonstration. This year, we had a new test track out on the farm, the Titan Tire Test Track. They done some showcasing of some new tires and different kind of tires on different machinery and actually let you get out and get on the tractor and do some driving and see what they do. We done corn and soybean harvesting for the first time in about 12 or 13 years here. Corn and beans are kind of making a comeback in the southeast, and we really wanted to showcase that for both John Deere and Case and the different companies involved.
I talked to Chip before the show, and he mentioned that switched up the trams a little bit this year, having specific trams going to specific areas. Did that seem to work out better?
Oh, that's worked out great for our farmers. I think for so many years, our farmers were scared to get out there because they really wasn't sure when they were going to get back. And you know, every farmer don't want to see every activity out there going on. Our hay farmers most of the time don't grow cotton, so they don't really care about going to see the cotton picker run. And our cotton farmers usually don't grow hay or have livestock. So we wanted to make it to where they could plan their schedule, they could go out and see a 30-minute demonstration or so and come right back to the exhibit area and continue their business. And I think it's worked out great.
Good deal. Well, I know that even though it wraps up doesn't mean that your work is over. You probably take a deep breath, but then you have to start thinking about next year and next year's crop and start planting.
We'll start at 4:30 this afternoon planting for next year. But matter of fact, we started this morning taking some comments from some of our exhibitors and some things that worked well and that didn't work so well. So we're always looking forward to the next show.